were on vacation. We're sitting at the hotel pool. And I'm trying to read my book, you know, just read my book. My honey was swimming some laps in the pool, and I couldn't help but overhear. There was this older woman and a young girl in the chaise lounges in front of me. And the older woman's pointing out guys at the pool. Oh, look, there's a guy by himself, honey. Look, there's a guy. Look at him. Oh, I don't see a wedding ring on his finger. And I'm thinking to myself, lady, why don't you just let the girl sit there? She'll get married on her own time, for crying out loud there. Huh? What do you got to interfere in her life for? What do you got to nudge all the time? I'm thinking this to myself. I was tempted to say it, huh? She's sitting there pointing out these men like they were specimens. Like they were slabs of meat hanging in a butcher shop. Oh, there's one over there. Look at him. Looks a little old, but he could be well off if he's old. But when you know the pool started getting crowded, and this real pale fella sits down in the chaise lounge right next to this busybody woman. And I can't believe it. She looks at him and says, boy, you're awful pale. And the guy says, well, I've been in prison for the last 5 years. She said, oh, what were you in prison for? I said, embezzlement. She said, oh. They gave me a couple of years for that. And then I had an armed robbery charge. And I got a mandatory too, just for using a weapon. And I had to shoot somebody while I was in there. But fortunately, I had a good lawyer. He plea bargained me down. And then I nearly beat a rat that could have been the gas chamber for me. And the woman said, oh, what was that? He said, I murdered my wife. And the woman got a big smile on her face and elbowed her daughter in the side and said, you see, honey, he's single.
Yeah, buddy. Here's Mega Shriekin', the grease on DC 101.